Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update about enrollment in the district after Thursday's rescheduled school board meeting. Well, Greg, it is October, so that means that the Pella School Board had discussion about certified enrollment, and you now know your both resident students and total students served. First of all, let our listeners know what the numbers look like this year and why those two numbers are distinct and different.
Our certified enrollment is the number of resident students we have living in our borders that attend a school. They could attend a school somewhere else. It doesn't have to be in our district, but another public school in Iowa. So that would include open enrolled kids out. It would also include anybody attending our school that lives in our borders. So that's our certified number, and that was up about 20 students, so 19.7, I believe. And some of those points that you get that from basically kids that attend part time. But our overall seat count in terms of numbers of kids served was up almost 32 students, and so like 31.6 to be exact. And those are actually because of open enrolled kids into the district. So our open enrolled number, kids that are choosing Pella that live in a different district, it is up again this year, about 18 students. So we have over 190 kids that are tuitioned into the district or through open enrollment. And that's a lot of students, and that continues to climb for us and has for quite a while. So I know when I first came to the district 8 years ago, I believe we had about 120 some open enrolled students, and now we're probably 70 higher. So that number climbs, from 10 to 15 students a year, and we just have a lot of people choosing our district.
You emphasize choosing the district because it's not necessarily students that are already enrolled in nearby districts that are moving. It's families that are coming to the area that may not find housing in Pella, but work in Pella and have kids that come to Pella, right? There is an impact on our neighbors, but maybe not students you're taking away, so to speak.
Yes, certainly there is. What I see is more of people moving to the area and then shopping schools. And so because of open enrollment, when you move into the area, you have the option to kind of attend any school that you want your kid to go to. And so that's been kind of the case where we've had people coming in looking at our school that are moving to the area. They may not live right within our district border, but they live close enough or their parents work here that getting their kid to school is pretty easy. So with obviously a lot of employment in Pella and a lot of people that are hiring in Pella for businesses, it has also encouraged that growth as well.
Now, enrollment is key because that is the key funding mechanism from the state of Iowa. The amount of money they allot is a per pupil basis, and it is, in terms of general fund, that's how it's determined.
Yeah, we're at about $6,700 per student that we're funded. Now, that's made up of a combination of property taxes and state aid. So local property taxes, and then that's about a third of the overall funding, and then two-thirds of it comes through state aid for us. But that is per pupil, so our budget is determined on how many kids we have. And so as our number of kids increases, so does our budget in that area. And that obviously helps us with when we have budget concerns and tight budgets. That was really anticipated coming into to next year's budget year. The uptick of enrollment will help us.
And now this all comes right ahead of the discussion and really the process to kick off next year's budget process, as you alluded to. Now, you won't know your number from the legislature, especially considering there is an election, until probably sometime middle next session. But with enrollment and the early retirees, you kind of have an idea of what's going ahead into the budget. Is that right?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we have seven people that are taking retirement, and with that number, we're not anticipating a lot more. And so we're guessing between our open enrollees and new people that have come to the district for students, we're going to get some additional revenue. That with the retirements, our budget should be in pretty good shape for next year. And I don't think we're going to have to do a lot of other things in terms of budget trims. But it'll be kind of a zero-based budgeting, kind of trying to move forward with similar line items that we would have had this year. But having the additional revenue because of the student growth is a big deal for us.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.